The New Testament gospel writers blend two most remarkable features in their portrait of Jesus Christ. Side by side with his human lowliness, they place some startling indications of the glory of his divine majesty. He is born a weak infant, but angels herald his birth. He submits himself to the baptism of repentance, but the heavens open and a voice proclaims, "This is my beloved Son." Weary, he sits by a well and asks a peasant woman for a drink, but he gives to her the water of life. Exhausted, he sleeps in the stern of a little fishing boat, but he wakes to command the storm, and it is still. He weeps beside his friend's grave, but then calls out his name and Lazarus comes walking from his tomb. He stands prisoner in a human court, but he pronounces sentence on his judges. He dies, but that hour of defeat is his hour of triumph, the most conspicuous blending of shame and glory. It is there on the cross when the Son of Man is glorified and God is glorified in him.